U.S. and Chinese officials said on Tuesday they had agreed on a framework to put their trade truce back on track and remove China's export restrictions on rare earths, while offering little sign of a durable resolution to long-standing trade differences. At the end of 2 days of intense negotiations in London, U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick told reporters the framework deal puts meat on the bones of an agreement reached last month in Geneva to ease bilateral retaliatory tariffs that had reached crushing triple-digit levels. But the Geneva deal had faltered over China's continued curbs on critical minerals exports, prompting the Trump administration to respond with export controls of its own, preventing shipments of semiconductor design software, aircraft, and other goods to China. Lutnick said the agreement reached in London would remove some of the recent U.S. export restrictions, but did not provide details after the talks concluded around midnight London time, 2300 GMT. "We have reached a framework to implement the Geneva consensus and the call between the two presidents," Lutnick said. "The idea is we're going to go back and speak to President Trump and make sure he approves it. They're going to go back and speak to President Xi and make sure he approves it. And if that is approved, we will then implement the framework." In a separate briefing, China's Vice Commerce Minister Li Qianggang also said a trade framework had been reached in principle that would be taken back to U.S. and Chinese leaders. The dispute may keep the Geneva Agreement from unraveling over dueling export controls, but does little to resolve deep differences over Trump's unilateral tariffs and long-standing U.S. complaints about China's state-led, export-driven economic model. The two sides left Geneva with fundamentally different views of the terms of that agreement and needed to be more specific on required actions, said Josh Lipsky, senior director of the Atlantic Council's Geoeconomic Center in Washington. "They are back to square one, but that's much better than square zero," Lipsky added. The two sides have until August 10th to negotiate a more comprehensive agreement to ease trade tensions, or tariff rates will snap back from about 30% to 145% on the U.S. side, and from 10% to 125% on the Chinese side.